All my people out there, this beautiful Sunday morning, I need you guys to put your hands together. Come on, I need that energy today. Oh, I got a special one for you today. It's a beautiful Sunday. Yeah, yeah, let's lift them up high, y'all. Come on, you know how we do. Oh, I got Ohio in the house today. Sarah Oakland is here today to hang out with us. Intuitive health coach. We're going to get some energy and positive information, y'all. Minneapolis, where you at? New York City, where you at? Long Island, where you at? Jersey, where you at? DC, where you at? Maryland's in the house. Georgia, where you at? North and South Carolina, where you at? Virginia's in the house today. Georgia, what's up? I want to say, hey, Florida, where you at? New Orleans, where you at? Texas, deep in the heart, where you at? Funk Music with Zach on Podcast TV. Our special guest today, Kara Oakland, is in the house. Oh, yeah. Ohio, Ohio, where you at? Oh, yeah. West Coast, California, where you at? Washington State. Hi, Lisa. I know you're there. Where you at, y'all? Philadelphia. Yes, yes, yes. Indiana's in the house, I see. Las Vegas, Nevada. Where you at? Funk Music with Zach is in your face today. Our special guest, Kara Oakland, is in the house. Woo! Where you at, y'all? Clap your hands around the world. Germany, Australia, England, Dubai. Special shout out to IBM TV, Podcast TV, and StreamYard. Where you at? StreamYard's in the house. Where you at? Come on, clap your hands. Get that energy going this beautiful Sunday morning. Oh, we got one for you. Right now, I'm going to bring on the screen. I got so many awards and accolades I could give this woman, but I'm just going to say she's thebomb.com. So check her out. Kara, come on in, baby, and say hello to the people.
Hey, how are you?
I am beautiful. I am so pumped and stoked to have you today.
It's an honor to be a part of your show.
Thank
for
you.
A show for me.
Thank you. So you're looking good. How you doing in Ohio today? This beautiful Sunday.
Steamy. It's steamy outside.
It's steamy. It's a little bit, you know, it's that weather thing that sometimes changes things inside of us, man.
Yeah.
I am so grateful to have you here. And your company, Deep in Roots, represented. And we're going to chop up some things. And this is just part one of a part two for my audience out there watching. You know, thank you to IBM TV / Podcast TV. Thank you, StreamYard, for doing this for us. Thank you, Mark Lee, for your production back behind the scenes. Funk Music with Zach. It's your first time on the show.
Yes.
And it was my fault. I should have got you on sooner, you know, so I appreciate that. So Intuitive Health Coach and Deepened Roots, that title is something that I was attracted to when I first came across your company. Tell us a little bit about Deepened Roots and how you came up with that and how that helps you do what you do.
I think, okay, so when I was first going through my health journey, like way before Deepened Roots even existed, I was just trying to ground myself. I was trying to figure out things, right? And when you're going through your health journey, you really have to figure out what is healthy for you, what is good, what isn't, and root out the crud, the nonsense, and what doesn't work. So you really have to deepen yourself and deepen your roots into what health means to you, what a healthy life means to you. And from there, like, it just kind of clicked. So when I was going through the health coaching to be a health coach and then getting into, okay, I'm going to start a business, it just felt right, you know, because I want everyone to feel like they can root themselves and what they deem is healthy. And sometimes that really does mean stripping away this former identity of what has made them unhealthy to begin with. And that includes thoughts and feelings that go along with the actions and the habits that make you, you. So that's what Deepened Roots is all about. Just being able to establish that for yourself and deepen yourself.
Yes.
Your new roots that make you healthy.
Yeah. Again, we're hanging out with Kara Olker, Deepened Roots. She's the CEO of that company, and she does her thing in many, many different ways. And we're going to chop it all up. I watched a lot of your podcast, you know, here and there, and saw your message. And one thing I can say, that you're an amazing person. You pop off the screen. Everything you say is important for a lot of different ways. And, you know, we'll get into that a little bit later about, you know, another community and how we're trying to help that community as well. Bring light to all the pain and suffering of the LGBTQ community. Right. We'll get into that. Since this is, you know, the month where we try to represent pride, and we bring pride to all people of all genders, sexual orientations, and so forth. So this show is a big supporter of that movement, just so y'all know out there. And when we communicate in such a way, you're one of the best top communicators I've ever seen. I just want to say that I've never seen anybody do it like you do it. And we're going to get into it. What is the difference? And this is what a lot of people in my audience want to know. Again, we're hanging out with Kara Olker, you know, Deeper Rules. My audience would like to know, what is the difference between a nutritionist and a health coach? That's the basic question they always ask. Because so many people get that twisted. And I want to set the record straight right now. What is the difference? Mm-hmm.
So the difference is definitely and the certification and what you actually can say and what you can actually provide. And that means that each person can do their job amazingly within the confines of what they can do. So a nutritionist is certified to literally pick apart a person's diet and cater their new diet based on their nutrition needs to a T. And that means like caloric intake and, you know, oh, you have diabetes, let's, you know, type 2 or whatever, like, or type 1, let's factor that in, let's time your meals exactly, you know, this and that to a T. And that's amazing, right? When I was going through my health journey, I enlisted a nutritionist temporarily because I wanted to make sure I was on the right page. I guess I was fortunate, and she's like, what are you doing here? You're fine. Like, you already know what you're doing. And I'm like, okay, cool. Great. Because there's a reason why I'm here to begin with. So I want to make sure, but just, you know, she was able to help me just set the exact parameters of, look at this, you know, like portion sizes, mm-hmm. and make sure to include this. And mm-hmm. this is great, but incorporate this. So health coaches, they can do nutrition consulting, and that's very great, but they also take in account other factors such as sleep, stress management, exercise, and just overall movement. Mm-hmm. And yes, the thoughts and feelings that go through your head. So health coaches take all of it, a broad spectrum of all of it, plug it in. You don't get too specific because the journey is the client's to decide, and it helps you move forward in your health journey. And so that's the difference. I hope that explains it.
Yeah, it breaks it down because, again, you know, we want to make sure our audience, you know, whatever they need, you can get them to that point, because that's what you do. Even if you don't do it, you may recommend somebody else to say, hey, well, check this out or check that out. You know what I mean? That's how the world works. We help each other. And one thing that I admire about you, and I just love, you know, what you're doing, is the key word for my audience out there listening is intuitive. That's a very key word. This woman does that better than most people I've ever seen. There's only two or three people I ever met that has that gift. And it's truly a gift, the way you share your information to help other people. At what point in your life did you realize you had this intuitive spirit and gift to be such a hard charging empath to help others? Excuse me, my throat's a little dry.
Yes, get water. Drink water. We're all about, you know, taking care of your basic needs here at Deepened Roots. Yes.
Yes.
So I, you know, I think young, right? I just had this intense ability to think deeply. And literally for most of my life, especially in childhood, I thought that was a bad thing. And so I was rooted deeply in shame because I'm like, well, there's no off switch. There is no off switch for this.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to dig myself even more in a hole because of this intuitiveness, this feeling of having just these feelings and all of that, because I don't know anything else. And creating the world of that, and then into adulthood, recognizing that it actually isn't a bad thing. And then especially through my health journey, my own health journey, recognizing it's an amazing thing and incorporating that into my title as a health coach. I think that that is very important. You know, for people who want nutritionists, that is great. Go there. You know, you want that nutritionist to do the work for you. And that's great. That's an amazing thing, right? For me as a health coach, it's allowing the client to be able to think for themselves. But you also have to build up that base to trust yourself. And having that intuition, you know, you can be in that spectrum of shame and feeling out of control and not trusting yourself. And then the moment you trust yourself and your intuitiveness and your intuitive essence, you're able to hold firm and expand wider into your strength. And that's what I've learned. But it took a very long time to understand that because, yeah, when you're a kid, you just want to be able to be a kid. And you're like, but I don't know how to do that. I feel like an X-Men, really.
Yeah, I get it.
Right? And like, you don't really show that to other kids because it's weird.
Yeah.
You want to get in. So, yes, ever since I was little, I always felt that.
I could tell the connection that you share with people, you know, and you have this quote, making peace with oneself, you know, And could you just elaborate on that for a minute? Again, my audience, Funk from the Front Seat, IBM TV. I love you guys. StreamYard is cool. Hanging out with Kara Okra on this beautiful Sunday. I love it. I love it. I love it. Making peace with oneself, Kara. How does one go about even approaching that thought in their mind if they never were able to see it at all? If someone came up and said, hey, this is my first time trying to fix myself, making peace with oneself, how would you tell them to kind of do that? A little roadmap.
Well, I would say just take a deep breath, and it's going to be messy. Disclaimer, it's going to be messy, and you're not going to fix yourself. Making peace with yourself does not mean you're going to fix yourself. And even when you're like, oh yeah, I'm good, I'm good. No, you're not. You're going to keep falling and fumbling, but you have to keep going through it, right? So knowing that, there's like a whole disclaimer to get out of the way.
Yes, please, disclaimer.
Disclaimer, hi, it's going to be traumatic, but it's because you're uprooting all the trauma, right?
Yeah.
And all the stuff. And establishing your own identity. And a lot of times when people do come to me, you know, it's overwhelming because I want to say, okay, I see everything kind of clearly and I want to navigate you through it. They just want me to help them on the surface stuff. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, when it comes down to when we go through each session, ultimately, it's just, I want them to be able to know that one, like to make peace with yourself, you have to go in knowing or working towards the thought that you are valuable, mm-hmm. and that you give value. So if you have a lot going on, and you're stressed and you don't feel good and your health is wacky, that is one thing that you don't think about, you know, because you're trying to fix yourself. So you're like, no, I'm not valuable. My hair is falling out. I can't eat anything without puking or having stomach cramps. Why are you telling me this? But the more you kind of deepen yourself in that and say, hey, I am valuable. I give value. Mm-hmm. Like just having that in the forefront, building on it gradually, it's like a habit. If you think about it gradually, eventually it adds up and you were like, okay, I am, right?
Yeah.
And along with that, you can then start believing that you are deserving of what adds value to your life.
Yes, I was going to say,
you give value, but you are deserving to receive it.
Yeah.
And not that it's going to complete you because you have to complete yourself, but you are worthy to give value and you are deserving to receive what adds value to your life. And the most important part of it is, and I work through this with my clients too, because it's breaking away that crap and misinformation, especially around food and diet, but you and only you get to determine what is valuable in your life. So if having value in your life in terms of health or nutrition, if having like a little treat every day brings you joy, you know, if having a Reese cup every day brings you joy, not doing
Reese cup. Reese's, yeah, I love them.
Yeah. Or if at the end of the day, what brings you joy is putting on music and putting on your PJs and having a glass of wine, just one, you know, then like that adds value to your life, right?
Yeah.
Because there is a difference between one Reese cup and like 20 Reese cups or one glass of wine and a bottle, because then you have to think, well, what am I stuffing? What am I trying to cover up that I'm not addressing? But if one little thing brings you joy, then or adds value, then keep it. Oftentimes we try to make ourselves this pinnacle of perfection. Oh, well, I only eat a vegan diet. Okay, does it add value to your life? Do you feel healthy? Or are you doing that because you think that that's the pinnacle of health for you?
Right.
Oftentimes, it's because people think it's the pinnacle of health. And so it's kind of uprooting that notion and really picking away what does add value to your life. You know, you're busy doing things throughout the day. What really adds that value and supports you and fuels you? You know, the only thing you have to do in life is breathe until you can't anymore, you know, like literally. And so once you think about it that way, just kind of adding in, you know, like you don't have to be friends with people who are toxic. You don't have to stay at a job that makes you miserable or does not value you. You don't have to, you know, exercise like an hour or 2 hours a day and run 10 miles a day if it doesn't add value to your life. So, again, you are valuable, you are deserving of receiving value, and you get to determine what is valuable. So those are pretty big things that I love to kind of have in the background of like when I work with clients.
Yes. And thank you so much for hanging out with this amazing woman, Carol Oker, Deepen Roots Health Coaching. On her information at the bottom, please follow her. She's helped so many people out there in the world. She's changing things. She's doing it in a big way. I'm very honored to have you on my show. You know, when we think of value and we're trying to add value, why, not so much why, but people pleasers or people pleasing people, if that doesn't add value to your life, why do you think so many people continue to try to do that and not break away?
Because it goes back to not understanding that they're valuable. You know, if you are enough for you, then you don't need to latch on to people who you're trying to please. And that is such a hard lesson to learn. I'm a recovering people pleaser. And every once in a while, I can start to think in that mode. I'm like, no, you know. And sometimes I, you know, because we're all human, and sometimes I'll be like, hey, I'm giving you back your emotions. You know, I'm giving you back your stuff. And I'm here, but I'm chilling over here. You come find me, you know. But just creating those boundaries, because it is just being enough in yourself versus, I have to make these other people happy so that I can be happy. Like, you're never going to be happy if you're trying to make other people happy.
That's like, right.
Is it important to be a nice human? Yes. But they get to tell you how you can be a nice human, you know, and vice versa. You don't need to be someone's world. And we live in a society where that's perpetuated, and media and social media, you know, even movies. Some of the biggest love stories, like in movies or romantic movies, have the most codependent, toxic storyline. And, we're like, oh, that's how it's supposed to be. No. It's supposed to be, I'm my person. I appreciate you. If this relationship or dynamic doesn't work, then we don't have to occupy so much space in each other's lives, you know? And it doesn't mean that you have to cut people out of your life as well, unless it's truly endangering.
You know, I
want your piece, but just being able to let people be themselves and then you be yourself and be enough.
Yes, yes. And I wanted to ask you this, right? Media versus common sense. That's a big, big thing nowadays. You know what I mean? And I know you have such a kind-hearted way and such a gifted way of helping your clients understand, like, okay, like you just said, social media is all over the map. I always call it the cesspool. Even though I got to be on it, I got to be honest with you. If I didn't have to be on it, I wouldn't be on it. Only because it's right, because we need it. And I'm trying to do something positive with people, so I'm on it. But there's a part of me that hates it. I really do, because I don't like the toxicity of it. Because people have become this thing where the words now are hurting people in such a big way, especially young people. Words physically push people over the edge. Where before it used to be face to face, you know, and you could be like, oh, well, you ain't gonna push me over the edge because I'm here, you're here. Now these words come in from everywhere, abusive words, harmful words, hateful words. And again, on my planet, we call them symbols, just so you know I'm a hybrid. These symbols that earthlings call words are very poisonous, right? And your show and your ability in with deepened roots kind of helps make sense of this sometimes. What do you think social media can do to slow this down and pull it back a notch?
I mean, it just starts with one person. And there is a part of social media where it can be very toxic. However, there's a lot of social media where there's a lot of love and light. So go where the love and light is. And put boundaries around what you want to consume. You can, you know, if, especially in Facebook, you know, if you don't want to start a fire of anger from unfriending people, just unfollow them. Yep. You know, you don't have to follow what's on their feed. You can mute them, you know, and then on Instagram, you can let them follow you, but you don't have to do the same. And you can go where the groups and the hashtags and whatever really, you know, really resonates with you. So just go with what resonates. And then when you notice that you're taking on all this negative energy, just let it go. You know, because then that just makes you perpetuate the negativity right back.
Yes.
You know? Yes. And so if you choose to see the light, or you choose to see the great activism that is on social media, that is amazing and powerful.
Yes. Yes.
Then go for that. You know? So just go for what you want to resonate in your life.
Well, I can tell people out there in my audience, Funk Music with Zach, you are the light. You are a light in such a way you're changing the world. You shine bright. Your words are very powerful. And your spirit is so connected and in tune with this energy plane that we're on right now called planet Earth. You have an amazing, amazing gift of insight and foresight. Right. And I'm so glad you're able to come on the show and share it with us. I want to have you back many, many times. Now, we're going to kind of shift the narrative again. And thank you, IBM TV and StreamYard, for, you know, making this show possible. When we spend our lives running away from trauma, however it may happen to us, you coined a phrase, breaking up with shame and trauma. And I'm going to shift this to the LGBTQ community because, you know, I have people in my family, you know, that live a different lifestyle. It doesn't make us no better or worse. It just makes us all human beings. And I know you're a huge advocate, you know, in that community. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, some of the things we want to get out to the world about how not to hurt people just because they choose a different gender than you? This is a very important message I want to get out. And I'm so glad you're here to help us kind of push this message out of peace, love, and harmony to all people?
Yes. So it really just comes down to, you know, would you want that narrative in your space? You know, the words you say, would you want them to be said back to you? And we don't think about that. And it doesn't mean that you're perfect and you're going to say everything right all the time. And it doesn't mean you can't have your feelings towards something. But the more you know about it, the more you have the choice to not be afraid or angry. Fear and anger come from multiple other emotions anyways. So just being able to identify your emotions for sure around that, and being like, why am I hung up on this person being, you know, a gay male or a transgender female? Like, why am I so upset about that? And because it can really hinder and affect someone's ability to be themselves. You know, I am a bisexual woman, and I, it took a long time for me to want to come out because, one, I didn't really know what that was, and having all these feelings for years and years and years, and still thinking that you had to pick a lane, which is not bisexuality at all, but, you know, just that notion, and not wanting to educate myself because I still wanted to fit in a box. And I mostly, you know, fit in the box of straightness, but then there was so much of a part of me that didn't, but I felt like I had to pick a lane, right? And so not educating myself on that really hurt me. And then once I was able to identify that and then be like, you know what though, that is, you know, I am a bisexual and I can be proud of that.
That's
and
right.
Then going through the shame of, thank you. And then going through the very real emotions of, well, I'm a straight passing white female. I don't have a right to talk about my story because there are so many brown and black transgender people dying every day. So yes. I have no right to say anything. Well, no, I do, because I'm the B of LGBTQIA plus community, and I can be an ally, right? And I can use my voice to quiet the noise so that their voices can be amplified in the community. And being able to do that. So just being able to use your voice in a way that adds value, going back, that adds value to your life and to the cause in general, educating yourself around that, that is so, so important. Because not only can it really save your life or add value to your life, it can save someone else's and add value to theirs.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I mean, I didn't even really talk about my journey too much when it came out. I didn't make a big deal out of it.
Right.
And then
right.
I didn't even realize that I hadn't fully come out to my family. So when I made a post recently, I realized I never fully came out to my brother. And then he's like, hey, proud of you. Good post. And yes. Then we were able to talk about it. Right. But just knowing that, yeah, I can talk about it. Because there's someone else who probably is struggling with, you know, I'm bisexual, but do I really have a say? Do I really have a right to use my voice?
Value. And
being okay with, yes, all of us can, using it in a valuable way. That is so important. And the naysayers, you can only do so much, but the more representation and a way of, yeah, I'm bisexual, but I also love Earth, Wind, and Fire. Right. And I also love walking my dog. And I like coffee. You know, bisexuals can like coffee. You know, so just having a common ground with people is so important too, where it's like, oh, okay. Because I think the naysayers, and again, going back to education, are like, you know, like, oh, people in the LGBTQIA plus community only are white gay men and leather. Like, no, that's not, you know, and there's so many different sides to the community. We're all different and we're all amazing. And just having those identifiers of similarities and, oh yeah, well, you know, oh, this person likes coffee, I like coffee. This person likes, you know, these kind of movies, I like this kind of movie. It doesn't take away.
That's right.
From you, it just adds to the fact that we're all people.
Yes.
The more we educate ourselves on that, even as a person in the community, the better off we all are.
Yep, that's right.
Knowing that it's okay if someone doesn't, it just means that there are more people, there are other people in the world who may want to know and will benefit from just knowing.
That's right. That's right. You know, it's amazing that, first of all, thank you. You have a lot of courage. You're an amazing, powerful woman. Your courage speaking for, you know, your gender choice and how you view the world in a peaceful, kind-hearted way is truly a gift from heaven, because a lot of people that don't really understand the conscious mind and they just think about the physical being, we're all spiritual beings in a physical body. We all come from that. And I feel sorry for people that just don't get it. It's not my job to help them get it, but all we can do is sow the seeds. You're a seed sower. You've planted the seeds. The roots are growing. The garden will grow. The fruits will be picked if they're willing to pick them. No one can ever say they don't know. And that's one thing I love about you. Your spirit is amazing. And thank you for joining Funk Music with Zach. This is an incredible show, very important show, you know, for everything that we're talking about, keeping it in context with, you know, intuitive health coach. Because again, like you said, you know, if you're gay or straight or whatever, you still need to be healthy. You know what I mean? I'm a heterosexual man, but I still need to be healthy. If I have somebody in my family that, you know, chose another gender choice, they still have to be healthy. We can still sit at the same table and eat. Like you're saying, it's not a thing where people have to wear this tag or that tag on their shoulder if they choose not to. And I hate it when people push people into that corner. It's not fair. Society, you need to stop doing that, because you're causing harm and hurting people. So I'm telling you on the show, stop doing that. Embrace and love everyone, you know, in love. And follow this woman on Deep and Roots Health Coach. I'm Kara. I wanted to ask you, we spend a lot of time running away from things. Like you mentioned, you wasn't sure if you wanted to come out or not. In our minds, why do we tend to flight as opposed to we don't want to fight, but there's always an alternative door and we choose to run away from our trauma? Is that because we don't want to feel it anymore? Or is it just because we're indifferent to it?
Well, having a survival response to trauma at all just means that you're not addressing it. You know, so whether you're fighting or flighting, you're just not addressing it. And so that's when it shows up hard, and it shows up in every aspect of your life. If you are constantly triggered in work, you may be triggered in your relationships as well.
Right.
You may not be taking care of yourself on a basic needs level. You may not even have a hobby, you know? Right. So that's where it comes into adding value to your life. So, so we run away things, or we fight because we're trying to survive. So instead of looking at it from a survival place, it's so important to be able to ground yourself.
Yes.
And rest and digest. You know, I mean, even the sheer facts of getting yourself out of a survival response physiologically allows you to do things such as digest your food and grow your hair and nails and poop. I mean, like basic bodily needs, right?
Bodily functions. That's right.
If you're literally emotionally constipated, you're going to be physically constipated too. Yeah. Or if you're emotionally rapid firing, spewing stuff at people, you might have an upset stomach and whatnot, and have reverse symptoms. So, like, really, what your body represents what's inside your mind, and it's just very important to take a look at that. So one thing that you can do, and it, again, it just takes that that wanting to know and wanting to address it, because I've done a lot of work, but when something new comes my way, it tugs in an old trauma.
Yes.
And then I do the same, like, I'm going to like dart away, or I'm going to stop, drop, and roll and pretend I'm a log. You know, like, we all have these responses, but when it does happen that way, and you want to be able to reverse how you respond to it, the number one thing to do is just stop everything and resort to your grounding routine. And so that means taking deep breaths, observing what's going on in that moment and while you're resting and breathing, or focus on an object or color, you know, or maybe stop what you're doing and clean something. Sometimes that grounds people. Or stop what you're doing and stretch and move and just kind of be in the present moment.
Yeah.
Having that in your life is so important, and it allows you to focus on the present. And then from there, you can be like, okay, what are my feelings? Why am I in this mode of, why do I want to run away? Am I actually in danger? Or is it hitting at a pattern that I'm used to following, and go from there? And then from there, feel your feelings. Mm-hmm. Like, you run away because you don't want to feel your feelings. So feel your feelings.
Yeah.
And when a lot of times when you run away, it's because you're afraid that if you start feeling your feelings, you're never going to stop. But you are.
Yes.
You're going to get tired of your crap of crying eventually. You know, you can't cry 24 hours a day. Eventually you'll stop. If it takes like 2 hours, fine, great, but you've gotten it out. Yeah. You know, and whether it's crying or journaling or talking to a trusted friend, you know, without feeling your feelings and thinking all your thoughts, you will not have the capacity, without letting out all these feelings and thoughts, you won't have the capacity to let a new pattern or let new feelings in. You're just going to be a box stuffed with this negative crap
that you're not releasing.
Then from there, you just identify what you can control now and how you want to think and feel. Yeah, and that's when the true act of change begins, you know. And then from there, you can act. But recognizing, like, hey, maybe I don't want to run away from everything all the time, like, that takes choice.
Yeah.
So giving yourself the power of choice is everything.
Yeah, we're hanging out today on Funk Music with Zach, IBM TV, Power TV, right here. Keep the comments coming in on this beautiful Sunday. We do this show every Sunday, 12 p.m. Kara Olker, Deep in Roots. You know, she's the CEO of her own company. So I always have entrepreneurial people on, especially women. And I love it when you ladies take control, because technically, if it was up to me, I'd just turn it over the keys to you and say, hey, run the world, because you ladies are much better at it than we are. you know, and you deserve to be there doing it. Trust me when I tell you. Some men feel like me. We're like, hey, the lady should be running the show. We've screwed this up enough. So looking at society, right, and how it's true. Looking at, you know, I'm telling the truth. Ladies, take the wheel. Not God. Ladies, take the wheel. Here is the wheel. If it's up to me, baby, I'm giving it to you. Take it. I'll go wherever you want to go. I got you.
Let's just disassemble patriarchy, and then we all can exist together.
Yes. See? That's all. See? You figured it out in 3 seconds. That's it. You know what I'm saying? They're still trying to figure this out since 1776. You did it in less than 30 seconds. You know, bam. Woo, that's right. You mentioned something earlier about about daily affirmations, right? And just give us, my audience, 3 quick daily affirmations they can use, you know, that might give them a better outlook on whatever moment they may be going through that's positive.
Well, okay. So first I want to say that while positive is good, you don't always need to strive towards positive, because positive can mean that you're trying to avoid or smooth over the negative. You're not really addressing it. So being able to have affirmations that ground you and allow you to see everything in front of you, that's so important. And the first thing that you can do, especially if you feel triggered about something and you're just so upset, and you know, you may have every right to feel upset, just say, I am safe. Just, I am safe. Whatever is going on, I am safe. Another affirmation I like is, I will figure this out. It's gonna be figured out sooner or later, right? And the more you resist it, the more you're not gonna be able to figure it out. So just tell yourself, I'm going to figure this out. And then another one is, I used to say I am enough, but then that just means that you are, for me, it just kind of feels like I am striving for the bare minimum. So I've recently replaced it with I am valuable, and or I bring value, or I will receive value, or everything in my life is valuable. You know, just kind of going along the lines of what we were saying earlier, just I have the capacity to receive valuable things in my life or valuable mm-hmm. experiences.
Yes. Just
opening that up to, you know, because life sucks enough.
Yeah, it does.
Wanting the good stuff. And also knowing that sometimes the crappy stuff is just a no-brainer. It's just going to sit in your life. It's going to be there. Yeah. So knowing that you deserve all of it, even when life sucks, and knowing you're going to get yourself out there, mm-hmm. out of it, is good. So yeah, I'm safe. I yeah. trust myself. Yeah. I am valuable. I got this.
Yeah.
Everything is figure outable. You know, just things like that. They just really help ground you. Yeah. So whatever resonates with you, say it. I just invite you to just want to be able to give yourself the chance to want to be okay and yeah. take action.
Yeah. You know, that's very important that you mentioned the word several times. And again, Deepen Roots should be on the bottom banner going across, and you can find her all over the place. She's an amazing intuitive health coach. I know this firsthand. I watch her podcast all the time. I love what she does. Anything that this woman puts out there, I'm going to be all over it, because believe me, it will help your life. My audience out there, you guys know I always tell the truth. I'm never going to lie to you on Funk Music with Zach. This woman is thebomb.com in all aspects, in every aspect. You know, she's in a place where she can really, truly help the world. And I was fortunate enough to see this firsthand. So I wanted to ask you, when you take time for yourself to unboot the reboot? Like when you go and you personally recharge up, right? I don't want to ask you how you do it, but all I want to ask you is it a regular thing, or do you just recharge yourself as your batteries get low? Or do you say, okay, like me, I'm going to tell you, for example, I have what's called Zero Dark Monday. I told you that. Well, I don't do no social media on Monday. That's my recharge. I go zero. And I got that from LeBron James, Zero Dark 30. I go Zero Dark Monday. So when you guys don't see me on social media on Monday, that's why I'm out. So tapped out. Remember? Private jokes. We got a lot of private jokes. Tap it out, baby. Tap out Monday. Tap out. So when you tap out, do you do it out of necessity or just because you know, hey, I got to tap out and reboot?
So all of the above. So yes, there are two reasons to be able to recharge. One, because you owe it to yourself to have a full life. So however you need to do that. And sometimes the recharging is like a morning routine or taking time out to read an article or setting goals for yourself and just having that time to think about yourself in the future or taking care of your health, like doing a morning yoga routine or cooking a meal for yourself that's balanced in protein, fats, carbs, veggies, you know, just making sure you're taking your medicine that's prescribed to you daily. You know, tracking your expenses, paying your bills, grounding and centering, you know, just having all of these little elements to your life. To me, that's kind of a recharge. You know, if you schedule some time throughout the day where you just silence your phone and you go and you read or you go for a run, or whatever, just being able to give yourself a full life, even if you don't get to do all these great things every day, but if you strive to do that, then you feel more refreshed, you know, and yeah. Especially giving yourself at least 7 hours of sleep a night. I know some people can't do that, but just giving yourself the amount of sleep that you know recharges you, do that. Give yourself that time. And then there are times where life can be stressful. And that's part of the whole grounding and centering routine. Like if you're stressed and you already have these grounding rituals throughout your day or throughout the week, and there's that extra stressor, then create more space as soon as you're able to be able to get your feelings out, journal. Yeah. You know, some people journal every day just to have their thoughts. And then when things crop up, then they're able to include it in that time of the day to be like, I'm just getting out all of my feelings, right? And then that's good, having a routine. And then sometimes you do need that extra time. Like last month, I had to take time away from things in general for me, because I wanted to be able to feel my feelings, you know. Last month was the 6-year anniversary of my dad's passing, and I had not allowed myself to really feel some elements of his death and how that impacted me, and how his relationship with me and my relationship with him impacted me. I had not allowed myself to feel these feelings until this year, and in a good way, because I always feel him around me, his presence. Like I feel like he's been with me a lot lately. My mom's spirit's been with my brother. Like I feel like they're like sharing custody at this point, you know, like their spirits. So I feel my dad's presence.
And good for you.
Yeah. So being able to give myself deliberate time out to create space around that, honor him, love him. And that really helped me get through so that I can get back. Some of the pitfalls, though, of creating a long space is, and I am kind of going through this right now, actually, is once you create that space of, okay, I've given myself enough time to recharge, now I need to go back and move. I need to take action. I need movement, right? But if we get ourselves so stuck in, but I like this recharging. Sometimes that can allow other things like self-care or doing like chores or paying bills or whatever in your life. You're like, well, I'm just going to kind of like, you just get a little lazy. So giving yourself an appropriate amount of time to recharge and then move forward is so important.
Like, yeah, it is.
Because even then you can reevaluate in that time what you want to take away from your life and what you want to add, or who you want to take out of your life and who you want to add. So for me last month, being able to recharge, I had to tell myself in June, beginning of this month, okay, I'm going to go back at it. And it's been so tough because I'm like, you know, I want to move forward, but how do I do that? So this month has been an active, what do I want to take away? What do I want to add? Who do I want to put more in my inner circle? Who do I want to like just kind of put away in the distance?
That's right. And
that is so important too. So just being able to recharge, give yourself that time to readjust and take action as well.
That's right. You know, it's funny. And welcome again, Carol Olker, you know, CEO of Deepened Roots. She's an intuitive health coach. We have a rating system on my show that I've always done. I haven't done it in a minute. And then I also have a hashtag that I do. But my rating system has always been lollipops. 5 being the best. All right. 5 being the best. So you're at a 6. You get 6 lollipops. Okay. That's my rating system. 6. Now, anybody that watches this show knows most people get 2, 3, or 4. Sometimes I give 1 down lollipop for people that come in with that ignorance, and I ain't going to go there. 6 lollipops for you because you deserve more than 5. All right. And I'm telling you, I love you to death. You are an amazing woman, powerful spirit, intuitive human being, totally locked in to where we are right now on this planet, giving your very, very best to everyone. And I can't stop praising you and appreciate you enough for joining me. Thank you, IBM TV. You guys are very, very cool. StreamYard, I know you're going to get me on one of those testimonials one day, so you might as well do it now. You know, this is what's up. I wanted to ask you while we're talking and everything. I heard little birdie told me, and every now and then I watch, you on another show called Game is Dead, right? You pop in there, you know, you're the highlight of that show. I must tell you, in all honesty, I only watch the show for you. And when you're not there, I feel cheated.
Well, Jatobi and Mark and Siren are amazing as well.
Yeah, I was going to get to them. They down the line. I was going to get to them. But right now, it's all about you and your world. You know what I'm saying? I'll get to them. But, you know, this is about you. You know, you the lead dog, top dog. You the quarterback. You the one people tune in to see. You know what I'm saying? Oprah on the yacht with the queen with diamonds all around and pearls. You feel me? So here we are. And we're hanging out on this beautiful Sunday. And you guys stay active on the chat line, please. Yesterday, you know, somebody on my show mentioned something similar about staying grounded, and I appreciated that. And today's show, obviously, is always on a Sunday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Funk Music with Zach, IBM TV. Thank you. And don't forget, shop at the IBM TV dollar store.
Yes.
There you go. All right, I got that plug in. Gamer's Den. Tell us a little bit about how you got involved in that and what your role is there.
Well, gotta love Merkley. I don't remember exactly how I was on. I just know that I was a guest because Mark Lee's like, hey, I have this show that I'm a part of and you should be on it as a guest. And then like by the end of the show, I was a permanent co-host. And that's fun because Jatobi McDuffie is an amazing
human. Yeah, he is.
Just a very sweet, amazing human.
Shout out.
Yes. And so he has this thing called, this little company called Bull City Gaming, GG, as in good gaming. I guess that's what the kids say. And he's all about breaking down the barriers between like parent and gamer child, or gaming and societal norms, or stereotypical labeling. And because gaming, the world of gaming, not only is it taking off, but everyone is involved in gaming. And there's so many different elements to gaming. You know, there's people in finances and gaming, you know, with gaming companies. There are lawyers in gaming companies. And, you know, there's an array of people in gaming. There are health coaches in gaming, you know. So, and there's also racism in gaming. There's sexism. There's transphobism.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Transphobism in gaming, which is ridiculous. And so it's about kind of being able to break down those barriers and talk to people in a way where we can all connect. And gaming is a good way to connect because for some people, gaming has saved their lives. It's been able to, you know, yeah, you can kind of avoid life while you're gaming. But if you're kind of in a gaming community and you're gaming with other people, then you talk about other things that's not gaming, or you problem solve together and there's that togetherness. So just, I love that the show is literally about everything.
Yeah.
Because it's like life too.
Yeah.
And how he's been able to rope all of us together and to do this show, it's tremendous work. And it takes a lot of vision. It takes a lot of heart. And we've just become family. Like, we all just want each other to succeed. And I am incredibly honored to be a part of this because I'm not a gamer. And yet I'm on Gamer's Den.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. See, that's how good you are.
We're all about Mrs. Pac-Man. We're like,
that's,
cool.
That's how great you are, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's you. Yeah.
And, you know, but I bring the life element, the health element to it. And right now it's Pride Month at Gamer's Den as well. So bringing that to the table. Yes. And yeah, it's just amazing. It's opened up my heart and it's opened up me as a person and it's helped me evolve as a person.
Yes, yes.
And be okay, you know?
Yes,
like
yes.
I've evolved as a person in my own way and in so many ways that I'm like, hey, yes, I want to help people get there too. And I'm still human because we all have some traumas that tie us. And even if it's not so severe now, we're not living it, we're just kind of dealing with the residual effects of it. Being able to rewire and create support systems to help us cope better is so amazing. So like Gamer's Den has helped that. It's helped create that support system for me. And that whole like, hey, we're in this together.
Yes.
And
yes.
I can only hope that people watching that feel a part of it as well. Feel like, you know, I want to be a part of Gamer's Den, or I want to be more involved with Game City or Bull City Gaming GG. Like I want that as well. Or I feel supported just watching this show.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what was scrolling on the bottom, but I think it jumped back to what it was supposed to. You can find Kara right there at www.instagram.com, Deep in Roots Podcast. Please look her up. When is the Gamer's Den on, and where can people find it?
So it is on, it's on Twitch. Yes, so it's on Twitch. It's also on Jatobi's page. We're streaming it through Twitch. You can find it. You know, this is a horrible question, only because I'm a horrible co-host. I don't know where you can find find us on Twitch. Oh, under Bull City Gaming GG.
What day? What day and time?
Thursdays, 12 p.m. Eastern
Standard Time. There you go. That's good enough.
Or you can just be Jatobi's friend on Facebook and go look at his link that way.
Yeah, you'll catch it. Yeah.
You can find us on Twitch. I don't know if it's on YouTube too, but
it is on YouTube because that's how I watch it. I watch it on YouTube.
Great.
Yeah.
It's definitely every Thursday, 12 to 2
there Eastern you go.
Standard Time.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, you mentioned something that was so cool, you know, about your role. And again, this is why I just adore everything you do, because you're in so many facets with your intuition and your health coaching and your the way you're trying to help heal the world. That's a very powerful gift. And please, please stay positive. You guys out there, stay active on the chat line. Hit her up. I love all your chats. I love all your comments. I'll try to get to them. But today is a very, very special show. So if I don't get to them, I'm not ignoring you. Just know that I'm trying to get a lot of information out. I love you guys out there. You know, and please join me every Sunday, Funk Music with Zach, IBM TV, Podcast TV, IBM TV Store. Bang, the plug is done again. Okay, so we're hanging out with Kara Oku. Hey, Coach. And before we wrap it up,
Kara what?
Kara Oker.
Oker.
Yeah, yeah. It's a tongue twister. I said it about 10 times. Yeah, I knew it was going to get me one time, but you know, I'm good because I think I got some credits built up.
I just love it. It's like you're doing so great, and then it just hits you.
You know, it's like singing a song. I still don't know all the words to come together. So every time I try to sing it, my keyboard player looks at me like, now that's not the right word. I'm like, yeah, you know how hard that song is to sing? It's crazy. It is one of the hardest song I ever had to try to sing, you know, and to this day, never sang it right. But God bless me for that because I built up credits. I built up credits and everything else. Totally. Yes, what they call it, Bitcoin. I got Bitcoin credits. Bitcoin. This is why I love you, man. It's so organic. So before we roll out, you know, on a serious note, when we look at each other as human beings, right, and we differentiate the dark from the light, we know that there are people that are always going to be there. It's a necessary evil yin and yang thing, right? What can you share with our audience just to help them get through some times that they may feel like, wow, this is it. I'm at the end of my rope. I need somebody to throw me a branch while I'm going down this river just so I can cling to it, keep my head above water. There are so many hurting people out there due to economics, due to social issues that we have in this country. You know, you mentioned racism before, sexism, you know, homophobia, all of these things out there that people have to deal with. What is something that you can tell them just to try to make their day a little bit better? Take your time. We are in no hurry.
Oh, man. No, that hit different.
Yeah, I know it did. You know me. You know how we roll on this show. We peel them onions back, them layers.
Yeah, I just felt that in my solar plexus.
Yes, it's good. That means we connected.
Yes, love it.
Yeah, that's it.
That energetic kick. So, I mean, when you feel like you don't have yourself and then you're kind of struggling because you're like, well, I just want someone to be there. Like, I totally get that. I totally understand wanting someone to swoop in and make it all better. And sometimes you'll have that and sometimes you won't. But just knowing that you were put on this earth for a reason and right. you get to find it out, and it's tough and it's hard. And you don't have to put up with anyone's shit if you don't want to.
Right.
And knowing that is power. And, you know, feeling kicked down is okay. Feeling destroyed is okay because you're feeling it. But knowing that, you know, you don't have to stay in that place if you don't want to. You ultimately have power over you, no matter the circumstance. You have. So, you know, just having that power to just be like, this is how I'm going to think about it. That's just so important. So, and also, like, there are also people, you know, even if you have to find them, there are always people who will listen to you. If you don't have, like a close personal support system, then, oops, just knocked my mic. Then you, there are organizations out there. There is the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. You can call that line to even just talk to somebody. You don't have to be going through despair of that, but you can just talk to somebody. Or if you have an organization or somebody in your community, like a line in your community, you can talk to them. You can go to them. Especially if you're in an urban community, you can talk to somebody. Online groups are great resources. Just knowing that you are valuable and that you deserve to have goodness in your life, and that you deserve people in your life who love you. You don't have to have someone to complete you, because you need to complete yourself ultimately. But if you're not able to do that, like, there is always someone in the world, anywhere, even if it's a stranger, to say, I love you and it's okay. So ultimately, when you're going through stuff, you know, you are loved somewhere and you're going to be okay. So there you go.
Yo, that's what's up. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, today you've been a blessing. You know, you've done some amazing things today on the show. You've shared insight. You've given people another opportunity to understand where we are as human beings. You're sensitive. You're highly, highly evolved, you know, in what you do, and all the love that you share and still have time for yourself is what makes you an amazing woman. You know, I know you up there in the OHIO, so shout out to Ohio. What's your area code up there? What is your area code? What is
it? 513.
Shout out to the 513, you know. Shout out 513. I know y'all watching out there, man, you know. So we've been hanging out today with Kara Olker, Deepen Roots Health Coaching, and she has her own business. She has her own podcast. Y'all check it out. I know for a fact she's got some amazing music coming on that new thing that she get ready to do. So I ain't going to tip that, but we know. You know, there's some things popping.
Well, you know, you're only a little responsible for that.
Maybe. You know, you can catch her on Gamers Den, you know, with, you know, her co-host Jatovia and also Mark Lee. And
I'm,
you know,
Siren, amazing Siren.
And Siren, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, and I forgot, Siren. I didn't want to leave you out. I'd never do that. You know, I'm just a bit tired. But, you know, today you've energized me. You've energized the audience. IBM TV and Podcast TV should be grateful that you took time out of your life to come on Funk Music with Zach, as I am, because I'm grateful. You know, you're priceless. Please stay that way. Please, please come back and visit us again real, real soon, and we'll make this happen. And for my audience out there, my hashtag for today is hashtag peace, love, and kindness. So Mark always puts up a hashtag for me. Today, my hashtag is, it's simple, peace, love, and kindness. Take that from the Deep in Roots health coaching that you just got for free today. So y'all need to go ahead and support this woman.
Yeah, a lot of steps I provided.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? So y'all got that for free. Ain't no more freebies coming. You know, you get it once. And after that, you know, you need to go support what this woman is doing, because I'm telling you, it will make you feel better about everything in life. We get ready to get out of here. Before we do, I always do my shout out music. So today, you know, I did something a little different because I brought you on with something, and I'm going to leave with something. You know, so for those of you out there, y'all sit back, relax. We're going to do our shout out, Mark, and then we're going to get out of here with, you know, the theme that you guys may hear would be written by Kyle Willis. But first, our shout outs. Love Train. Get on the love train. All right. Now y'all know how we do. Ohio! Minneapolis, New York City, Strong Island, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Kentucky, Hawaii, Tokyo, Japan, all around the world, Russia, Germany, Australia, love train. Come on. Throw up your peace signs, y'all. I see you out there. Nevada, Kansas, Oklahoma, I see you. Jersey, I see you. Washington, D.C. Philly, I got you. Clap your hands like this. What's up, Dr. Brookenstein? I see you. Don't miss the love train. My special guest today was Carol Oakley, y'all. I love it. Let's ride the love train. Come on. All over the world. I'll see you guys next Sunday. It's been a great show. Thank you to my producer, Mark Lee. Thank you for working very hard back there. IBM TV, Podcast TV, thank you. Please support the IBM TV Dollar Store. My very special guest today was Kara Oker. And, you know, she's a beautiful spirit, beautiful woman. Got her thing popping. Y'all, please follow her and please support what she does. And she'll be back on the show real soon. Peace. Thank you.